Panel, we have some questions for you. But first, on last week's show, we stepped into a bit of controversy, thanks to our panelist, Mo Rocca. We were talking about a woman who made sweaters for bald chickens, you know, in the way that you do, when Mo said, and I quote Mo, "Ah, I hate homemade sweaters. Homemade sweaters are always itchy." Well, the knitting community was not amused by this, and they let us know. Mo Rocca joins us now. Mo, you had something you wanted to say?
Yes, Peter. I have a prepared statement I'd like to read.
Go ahead.
Last week, I used insensitive and inflammatory language, including the I word, to describe homemade sweaters. I sincerely regret offending anyone, even if there is an explanation. You see, 20 years ago, as an exchange student in Quito, I stayed with a host family of alpaca farmers. The Garcias were never less than gracious, but their home was small, so I was forced to bunk with their teenaged alpaca, Chucho. And so for months afterwards, I couldn't stop scratching myself. None of this makes my recent comments any less offensive, so please accept my apology.
Very gracious, Mo. Now, some of these knitters, particularly from Ravelry.com, the knitting site, they say they're going to prove you wrong by making and sending you a soft, non-itchy sweater.
Mm. I'd like to have a soft, non-itchy car. So.
I'd like to have a bald chicken.
I'd love a sweater. Is it made from alpaca? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They
it's made
said.
From that very alpaca.
They tracked it down. Well, Mo, thank you so much for your gracious apology.
I thank you for your time, and I'll be happy to model whatever sweater is made with me with pride.
All right. Mo, we'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, you know the news has been bad for banking giant Citibank, but things just got worse. It was revealed this week they lost up to $27 million to what?
$27 million. That's like, you know, vending machine change over there.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need a hint.
You need a hint.
Yeah.
Dear Honorable Mr. Citibank, I am the widow of Nigerian President Sani Abacha.
A scam? A letter
Nigerian
scam?
Nigerian email scammer. All right. Now,
if this is Obama's new economic stimulus plan.
Sadly, it is not exactly true that officials at Citibank opened an email asking for their help in transferring the funds of the dictator back here. In fact, it was a much more complicated scam run by someone in Nigeria. He created these false documents and caused Citibank to, send them $27 million. However, it's true. Citibank says they have recovered the money and they've put a new rules in place that they're not going to send any more money overseas unless that bottle of pills they got for it starts to show some results in the bottom line, if you know what I mean.
I sent the guy a couple thousand, but I would never have sent him $27 million.
Yeah, I know. And that's a sucker.
Right.
You know. Roy, according to research published in the science journal Nature, it was just 380 million years ago that two lonely sea creatures did what for the first time?
Two lonely school teachers? No. Sea creatures.
Sea creatures. Sea creatures.
Sea creatures.
Sea creatures. I guess your version could have happened as well.
I had an answer for the school teachers. I don't know.
Well, a lot of sea creatures are found in schools.
There you go. That's true. That's true. I think I read this. I think it was at intercourse.
You're right, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say that for the school teachers. I should have just gone ahead and answered, and we could have moved on by now.
Scientists have wondered where mating actually evolved, and they now believe it was longer ago than they thought. They've been studying the fossils of these shark-like placoderms, that's a now extinct fish, and they found what they believe to be fossilized evidence that those ancient fish actually mated. Prior to this discovery, most researchers believed copulation began sometime around 1964, on or around the release of the first Rolling Stones record.
That's right.
Yeah, we can't just say that. Like, oh, they think it happened. Then what? What
well,
makes
question.
Them think that?
There are two things. Okay. First of all, they found some rather complicated technical anatomical features in the fossils that are common to fish that were able to do that. And also they found a fossilized letter from a magazine called Placoderm Forum. And it starts, this has never happened before. But... So, you know.
Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.